Class 5, English Language, Topic, The Sentence. Hello children, today we will learn about the sentence and the kinds of sentences. Since we will be learning about sentences and their kinds, I will also explain what is a phrase so that you can tell the difference between a sentence and a phrase. Let's get started. Example, in the sky. Example, behind the car. Did you understand the above two examples? I am sure your reply will be no. This is because I am using words, but they are incomplete. They do not make any sense. Such groups of words which do not make sense are called phrases. So we can say a phrase is a group of words which do not make sense. They form a part of a sentence. In order to make them make sense, we usually add a subject and a word. Let's get back to the above two examples. The first one. In the sky. If I add a subject and a verb, I can make it into a sentence. Birds fly in the sky. Second example, behind the car. Once again, I will be adding a subject and a verb to make this phrase into a sentence. The puppy ran behind the car. Therefore, birds fly in the sky. The puppy ran behind the car. Both make sense and they are sentences. A sentence is a group of words that conveys complete sense. There are four kinds of sentences. Number one, declarative sentences. These sentences declare a fact, a plan, or an argument. They end with a full stop. Examples: the children were playing in the field. I love eating ice cream. Number two, interrogative sentences. These sentences ask a question. They end with a question mark. Examples: who ate my tiffin? How are you today? Number three, imperative sentences. These sentences express a command, make a request, or give advice. They end with a full stop. Example, go to your class. Command. Please go to your class. Request. Take care of yourself. Advice. Number four, exclamatory sentences. These sentences express strong feelings or emotions. They end with an exclamation mark. Examples: that cake was delicious. What a beautiful painting. Thank you, children. I do hope you enjoyed today's lesson.